This church year, we're invited but on a monthly basis our services, one of the members of our executive board to share some thoughts with the rest of the congregation on why they value this church. It's part of a larger process that we've been doing this year in terms of taking a look at who we are as a religious community and how we can best support both this community and one another. And so this morning, a member of our executive board, Ellen Barr, will offer her thoughts on the subject.
I joined this church 10 years ago, and I think it's almost 11 now. I hadn't been looking for a church at all. I had comfortably gotten through a good portion of my adult life without any religious affiliation, and I didn't feel any worse for it. I was an atheist. And coming from a Jewish background, church was a concept that didn't even pertain to me. But I read something in the newspaper. It was something about how this church had become a welcoming congregation. This sparked a memory of some Unitarian folks I had worked with in Boston around Central America solidarity work. And a wonderful radical Seder I attended during Passover at the Arlington Street in Boston. I made a mental note. A church that made a public pronouncement of inclusion was one I wanted to check out. I don't know how many months passed before I walked in that door. But once I did, well, it's 11 years later and I'm still here. I love our faith. I can honestly say I hold dear every one of our seven principles. Respect for the inherent dignity and worth of every person, for the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all, for the independent web of all existence. Each one offers me a guideline for living and for deepening my life experience. I have a joke about the fork in the road. You know what I'm talking about, and I'll probably get the punchline wrong. But it's the one, this way to heaven, and this way to a discussion about heaven. Which way do you think a you would go? Because I think that tells something important about us. I love our faith, but I love everything that we as a church and the members in the church do in name of those principles. All we do to reach out in our community, every effort we make to educate ourselves about issues that challenge our principles, every time we raise our voices and speak out on behalf of them. I'm one that at least partially agrees with something Mike Doral said when he advocated for not publishing a sermon topic. He talked about every Sunday little miracles take place in church. And I don't think I would use the term miracles. And I probably feel there's more benefit to publishing the topic than not. But I do value all of our Sunday services. The announcements. I'm amazed at everything going on in this church. The sharing that takes place during joys and concerns, the great music of our choir and all the guest musicians, the hymns we sing as a congregation. I don't like all of them, but I have to say my very favorite, The Spirit of Life, is one we get to sing every week. The readings and sermons. Clearly, the high point for me in most every service. The way Steve graces each topic with his in-depth understanding, carefully selected readings, thoughtful references, and personal stories. Steve, I was really proud to see the excellent service sermon you gave last week in the Telegraph this morning on the front page of the perspective section. Good for us. And what about coffee hour? Isn't that the UU dream? But I have to say, when I leave church on Sunday, after service, after coffee hour, any committee meetings I might have attended, I'm in a higher and more energized place than when I came in. That's spirituality for me. I particularly value this period of discernment when we are looking closely at our values, trying to define them with greater precision and building a vision of where we want to be moving as a church. Everyone's input is so important here, and I really hope all of us have an opportunity to review the goal statements and to register our thoughts about them. And I even value the very responsible discussion that's going on about money. Yes, I'll bring it up too. We're coming to understand that our vision is inextricably tied to a healthy financial situation in our church. And we're saying we no longer want to depend on the generosity of our past members. I'm going to make a confession to you. During this pledge drive, I thought hard that I personally was not able to meet the guidelines. But I made a pledge to myself that I was going to make it happen in the next 1 to 2 years to be able to meet and surpass the guidelines, because I realized the importance of this church to me and my need to do that. I'm not able to personally participate in all the wonderful offerings of our church, but I have to say the aspect of the church that I value most of all, it's you, it's the congregation. Your openness, your creativity, your quest for spirituality, your talents, your activism. I'm very proud to be a part of this congregation.